Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Rash is on the editorial board of the Star Tribune, and he joins us this morning as well as talk media and pop culture. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave. How are you this morning?
Well, doing very well, thank you. I did want to, you and I can pretty much go anywhere because you're able to do that, and I always love having you on. I did want to bring this up, though, because I'm reading about, as we honor Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg again today, as she certainly deserves. Meanwhile, John, three Democratic lawmakers plan to introduce legislation next week that would limit the terms a justice could serve on the Supreme Court to 18 years, according to the reports we're reading. Also, the part of that would allow a president to nominate two Supreme Court justices per four-year term. I don't know where this will go, but I'm anxious to hear your thoughts.
And it's one of the many reforms that's going to put all of these extraordinary circumstances. And while some people think that this, of course, would be against the original intent, against the way that Supreme Court justices are appointed for life, some might think that this is a more minor change and thus maybe more amenable to the country and to Congress, certainly, than some of the more significant shifts that have been at least discussed. Certainly no legislation has been proposed at this point, but as you well know, in the wake of this, there was some talk of the Democrats perhaps trying to add seats to the Supreme Court. History, of course, will provide an example of how much that can backfire when Franklin Delano Roosevelt did that when he was an incredibly popular president. The backlash was extraordinary, and that scheme never went forward. There certainly is some talk as well about adding Senate seats via making Puerto Rico D.C. states. And it's a different issue in terms of, you know, whether Puerto Rico would vote in a referendum as they have before. To move forward with that, Washington clearly would like to have congressional representation, but that might change the shift, you know, the makeup of the United States Senate at this point. The idea of having these 18-year terms and each president being able to appoint two would certainly take some of the steam out of this issue politically. Whether it gets anywhere in Congress probably depends on who controls it, and certainly who controls the White House, which we'll know, at least have a better sense in about 40 days. But I think, along with so many others, Dave, instead of election night, we may have election week or weeks here in terms of truly being able to discern all the results across the country.
Yeah, and now in Congressional District 2, of course, we had unusual circumstances. We'll talk about that in a little while, as Steve just mentioned on the news. As well, John, I did want to ask you, though, someone who used to have, you started out in your career very successfully in the advertising business and public relations business. Let me ask you about what you're seeing as far as ad content and commercials. I just want to get your idea, because you had to strategize this stuff yourself when you were doing this.
Well, thank you, Dave. And certainly, you know, advertising has and will continue to play a role. The first thing I would say, just in terms of content, not surprisingly, but notably, a whole lot of what the president, as well as other Republicans, are stressing are law and order themes after the unrest in so many American cities, including, tragically, in Louisville with the Breonna Taylor case announcement and the horrific shooting of two police officers there. That's a theme that's going to be continued from the Republican side, particularly the president. And, of course, Vice President Biden has been focusing on leadership, coronavirus crisis, as well as some of the health care in particular, in terms of men. What I've also noticed is that of a shift in messaging regarding the Supreme Court when it was apparent that the Republicans, the U.S. Senate, and President Trump would select a nominee that's going to be announced tomorrow. There was a whole lot of talk about how this is going to reopen the reproductive rights debate here in this country. That certainly will happen, but a more immediate concern to a lot of Democrats and many Americans is that the Supreme Court is going to decide on the Affordable Care Act and right after the election. And so that's going to be the emphasis of a lot of messaging as well. Finally, I quickly add, what's most striking is that Vice President Biden has been able to outraise President Trump and the Republicans. That has not always historically been the case, as you well know, with Democrats and Republicans. In more recent years, it's been much more even, and they've had self-funding of campaigns because they didn't want to adhere to campaign spending limits. But I think especially in this era of so much news and social media having such a big impact, while advertising is certainly important, it has reduced in terms of its impact because of how people get information differently now.
And finally, John, very important question. Who's your daughter picking to win the Stanley Cup?
She certainly is interested, and of course it's tryouts coming out this weekend, so I think she's more focused on that, but my guess is she probably is looking at the Tampa Bay Lightning here, and you know, she knows how much her old man loved the North Stars and still gets a pit in his stomach when he sees that team down on the ice in Dallas, and so I think she's siding with her dad here, which I appreciate.
Well, you knew they should never have left when they tried to implode that building out there and it wouldn't go down.
There are some symbols that are too hard to ignore, and I completely concur with you there. So, you know, it's striking to me. I'm sure you see this as well, Dave, out and about, and you being a hockey dad and so involved in the sport. The number of North Star hats, jackets, sweatshirts, it still really sells, and it still really means something. So the team and to some degree the legend lives on.
Yep, and I'm one of those, probably one of those as well. John, hey, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
You too. Thank you, Dave.
The Rash Report with John Rash from the Star Tribune here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.